Welcome to the Pioneer Forage Forum, featuring news and information important to dairy professionals working for successful animal nutrition. Here today, I'm speaking with Bill Mahana, who is Pioneer Nutritional Sciences Manager. And our topic today is high moisture corn management tips. Now, Bill, let's talk a little bit about first what is the ideal moisture.
Yeah, ideal moisture would be when that hybrid lays down all the starch it's ever going to in the kernel. So that would be at the point of black layer. So most hybrids are going to be the kernel moisture at black layer will be somewhere probably 34 to 36% moisture. So it's not going to ever lay down any more starch. But at that time, we can, you know, let it begin to dry down, and we like to see the moisture somewhere around, say, 28 to 30% moisture, particularly in a bunker silo situation. If I had to err, I would rather err on the wet side than I would the dry side, because the wetter high moisture corn is going to be, it's going to ferment better, and secondly, it's going to be more fermentable or more digestible in the rumen. So I think it's better to maybe err a bit on the wet side.
I know we've talked about this before, but tell me again, what is snappage?
Well, there's renewed interest in snappage, especially among dairy producers, because we can go in with a forage harvester and harvest not only the kernels, but snap the ear and the husk off at the same time. So we're getting a little bit of fiber from the cob and from the husk. And again, we would harvest, again, right at that point of time, just when it touches black layer. One of the things with snappage where people have had bad experiences in the past is they put it up too dry. It's kind of a wreck waiting to happen if you put it up too dry. But if you get it in there when the kernel moisture is, you know, in that 32 to 34% range, and then the moisture that comes in with the cob will probably bring the whole mix somewhere, you know, 38 to 40% moisture, then it's a real good feed, and people have had a lot of success with it. The advantages to it primarily are the fact that we can use a forage harvester and we can get right in there and do it a lot faster. So if we're already chopping corn silage, we just put a snapper head on the forage harvester and go do the snappage.
Well, it's a timely topic now, and as far as managing the high moisture corn, what are some of the watchouts that the producers need to look for?
Well, I think mainly getting it caught at the right moisture. That's why we've been really focusing with producers on that. But secondly, understanding the particle size on it, so that whether it goes through a combine and then we're putting it through a tub grinder or a roller mill, however handling high moisture corn, that we get good particle size reduction in it. So that we have good surface area so that it can be digested fairly rapidly in the rumen. And then I think the third point is really understanding that this stuff is dynamic, that it changes over time. So as we move into spring, it's going to be more digestible, and we need to somehow factor that into our rations. And there is not any good software that really does that very well, to my knowledge. So we just kind of have to understand that it can gain in digestibility upwards of 20% over the whole winter in storage. And then the other thing is, particularly during the warmer times of the year, is the bunk life on these faces of high moisture corn. It's a valuable crop and valuable feed, so trying to keep it cool. And we've tried to develop a special L-buchneri inoculant 11B91 just for high moisture corn, and we've been quite successful with that. So I think those are the watchouts: proper moisture and making sure that we understand it changes over time. It's a dynamic feed, and we want to make sure that it's a good fresh feed in front of cattle, and the L-buchneri will help with that.
You mentioned the particle size on high moisture corn. What about with snappage?
Yeah, that's kind of an interesting point, is that if we're going, say, a farm that's been feeding high moisture corn that's maybe been processed very well through a tub grinder, and maybe the particle size is, say, 1,000 microns, 800 to 1,000 microns, and all of a sudden we move into a snappage, we want to make sure that we've got the roller mill and the differential set correctly on the forage harvester so we get good, similar sort of particle size on the kernels in the snappage. And some of the lab tests can be a little bit confounding, because when you've got the cob and the husk and all the what people call trash in with the kernel, it can be hard to get a good particle size comparison. So we've actually developed a modified protocol here at Pioneer where we'll sieve it and then remove the cob and the husk pieces off from the larger sieves, and then re-sieve just the kernels again, and to have a apples-to-apples comparison of the particle size. But again, we don't want to do that after the fact. We want to kind of be looking at it as we're harvesting that snapple, and be sure that the kernels are really well processed so that it is similar to high moisture corn or dry corn that we've been feeding in the past.
Pioneer invites your feedback, comments, and questions at pioneer.com/forages. I'm Cindy Zimmerman with the Pioneer Forage Forum.